I trade freight services in association with Who1.co.uk present the 20 megabyte Dr. Who podcast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 177. This episode wasn't supposed to be Mask of Mandragora, but something seems to be happening in the world of Doctor Who that we can't resist but to produce this live episode for. So please behave yourselves. And with me this week is, well, for this episode and for the next one, hopefully, is Mary Lang.
Hello.
Rhys Parton.
Good morning.
Robert Haynes.
Oh, good morning.
Thank you. Kirby Bartlett Sloan.
You were expecting someone else?
The rest of Kirby Bartlett Sloan's family.
Say hi, you guys.
Okay. Today would be nice.
How are you going?
Hi! If they say.
Thank you. Is that it? And Matthew Kressel.
Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be.
So, It's as we speak, it is now 6:53.
It's 3:53, thank you.
No, it's
1:53. Yes. I think what Adam really means is that it's 7 minutes to Belgium.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
And we're all sat here with bated breath, waiting for this special Doctor Who programme to start worldwide. Now, I was asking somebody on Facebook, in fact, the other day, what other TV show, everybody, what other TV show would have a special programme to announce the change of its lead actor, but simultaneously around the world. Any programme in the history of the world done this?
Ben said EastEnders.
Ben was... Did you watch something in Australia? Oh, the lead actor of EastEnders. They haven't got a lead actor.
No, because who'd watch EastEnders? It's pretty terrible.
Mary.
Well, what other program requires everybody to get it at the same time because the leaks are horrible?
That's true. But, I mean, it's just an amazing thing that they've done. It's like the Olympics is being shown worldwide and things like that. This is a drama show.
This feels like a practice run for the 50th anniversary episode.
Isabella.
It's like they're broadcasting this to...
Sorry, I had to call Isabella, came down to say goodnight to me, and you lot were talking. Are you off to bed then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so you don't want to find out who the new doctor is then?
Yeah.
So what are you going to bed for then?
It's past my bedtime.
It's not past your bedtime, it's 5 to 7. Okay, well, I suppose you'll find out. You're going to watch it on telly in your room. Well, you'll find out, because it's on the telly in about 5 minutes' time.
Oh.
Yes, oh.
I didn't know that.
Oh, we're about to have one of my favourite pieces of music.
You BBC One on.
I'm
on
the
BBC Doctor. America, the Doctor is struggling across a snow-covered plaza at Roses.
Roses is fake.
About to see a nude.
So... Right, so how are we feeling then, everybody? It's 5 minutes to go to the show. Not necessarily
Bloody
5
tired.
Minutes to go to the announcement.
I'm really excited.
You don't sound it.
Is it going to be a big anti-climax, though? Or is it going to be a yay?
That's what she said.
Or is it going to be the blimmin' XE?
It's going to be Peter Davison.
Well, it's going to be a Peter Capaldi, maybe.
It'll be anti-climactic for me, because I'll say, okay, who's he?
Yeah.
So do you know who Peter Capaldi is?
No, I
when I saw it in the Pompeii episode, Mary.
When it took me back to Torchwood, when I saw his face, I thought, no.
Well, I thought of him playing, I think, Malcolm Tucker in The Loop, which is the movie spinoff of The Thick of It.
Ah. No, he's good. I'll be pleased if it was him, because, again, they're going slightly older, but still young enough to be a bit of an action hero. I wouldn't know whether he'd play it with a Scottish accent, though.
So he's Scottish too?
Oh, yeah, he's Scottish, yes.
What's the big deal about Scottish? I mean...
They're just good actors, some
are there no just, you know, English...
Well, look at James Bond, that was Sean Connery, and he played him with a sort of Scottish twang, didn't he?
That's because that's how Sean Connery talks.
I know, but David Tennant talks with a Scottish accent. He didn't play the Doctor with one, although, obviously, Sylvester McCoy tried to suppress his. Sylvester McCoy tried to suppress his and failed. there you go. But
just an update.
Scottish accents. We know this much.
a BBC America update. The Doctor is starting to regenerate.
Well, at the moment, I've got a whale swimming across the BBC screen. Now,
I thought it was whales, not whales.
Something came to the forefront today. Somebody called Scott apparently is in the running for the part. The name Scott.
Oh, that's right.
Now, what was this? I didn't quite get it all because I've been busy. It's Cow's Week here on the Isle of Wight, and everybody's busy or just doing party stuff. Me, busy, working cows. Nightmare. So what do you reckon?
Well, thank you.
I told you this is a live episode, so bits of silence do rather show people that we aren't particularly good at our jobs.
It shows people that it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, it's not.
Last I heard, it was somebody called Daniel Rigby.
Daniel Rigby?
That's the last thing I heard. That it would be
yeah, that's the last thing I saw.
See, what
Daniel
we need
Rigby.
To do, we need to throw as many names into the hat as possible so we can say, there we go, I said that.
Well,
so anybody else?
You said his name is Scott. Is that the last name, Scott?
I'm not sure. I know when they said Scott, I thought, what do you mean, Dougray Scott? And he's Scottish as well, and he'd make a good doctor.
Oh, you're thinking Andrew Scott, who, if I'm not mistaken, played Moriarty on Sherlock.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one. But then I think that would be a bit of a cop-out, picking an actor from Sherlock, don't you?
Yes.
That just shows that... Yeah. Although, I don't mean an actor, I mean a sort of main actor. Well, it's not somebody who's just come in and played a role for an episode. Because obviously Sherlock's not particularly interesting program.
Well, Matt Smith originally auditioned for Sherlock.
Did he?
Yeah, he
auditioned to play Watson, and they thought he was a bit too eccentric, but when they came around to doing the auditions for the Doctor, he came back in. Yeah.
Ah, right. Okay, so I'm going to have to go and Google this actor, because I can't remember what he looks like, so I just need to get him in my mind. So what's his name again?
Andrew Scott.
Andrew Scott.
Andrew Scott, right.
Now, BBC America
Matt Smith just appeared on BBC America.
He didn't appear on this one. It's still Wales. And I don't mean the funny little country either.
Did you see
Jeff? Oh, him. He looks a bit like Matt Smith.
And we've gone quiet. The Welsh. They gave us Richard.
They also give us Doctor Who.
Yeah. The original scheduled program for this slot was supposed to be the 11th hour, which would be the new Matt Smith, but now it's going to be a new other doctor.
Right, the picture I've got of this Andrew Scott person is he's holding a BAFTA and he's wearing a tuxedo with a dicky bow. So there's the bow tie connection. And he's got a bit of a slightly receding hairstyle, but not too dissimilar to,
Live from the UK next. Television from the other side. Are you ready?
Will you let me finish?
No.
Halfway between David Tennant and Matt Smith's hairdo. Although I expect when it comes to playing the Doctor, he would change it. Yes.
Yeah.
I would like to point out that if you watch Sherlock, which is utterly brilliant, you'd know exactly who he is.
Yes.
I
recognise the face. It's 7 o'clock here on BBC One. Why has it not changed to my programme?
Yes.
Curse the BBC! Years. They're supposed to be really spot on with their timings.
Well,
I'm not happy. Hang on, Josh. I'm changing channels. Oh, there wasn't on BBC HD.
Now we have a slide up.
Still
says,
on.
Stay tuned for the live announcement.
Okay.
Yeah, so it hasn't actually started.
Better than having a dead announcement.
Right. We've still got advertising about election coming up.
Right. It is now 7:43 BBC. The program is due to start at 7. And it's still not on.
Well, there's
this is not
to
on.
Stay tuned,
right.
So,
the end titles
okay, here it's. We've got now some a title sequence showing all
what
the doctors.
Get in. God's sake.
But they're still saying find out next, so it's not on yet.
Only on BBC America.
Oh, isn't it exciting? Anybody want to throw more names into that?
I think they're having
Rory
technical issues.
Yeah, they
Rory
may
Kinnear.
Be.
Yes, nice
keeps
one.
Stay
Rory
tuned.
Sean Pertwee.
Toby Stevens.
Tom
Sam
Baker.
Trouton.
Yes. Oh, no, there was a Trouton mentioned. Was it Sam?
Sam Trouton.
Sam Trouton.
Yeah.
Any Hartnell kids acting at the moment?
I don't know.
John Hartnell.
Oh, how about Peter Davis hasn't got any sons acting, has he?
Yes, he has. He's got a son-in-law.
Exactly.
I don't think David Tennant's going to be playing it somehow.
Stay tuned.
Well, you've got Jeff more than Model, we have. Just
Daniel Rigby?
Daniel Rigby. I don't know who Daniel Rigby is. Jeff, who's Daniel Rigby?
Just mentioned him.
Jeff Waddle. I do apologize. I apologize, Jeff. No, we haven't got any. All I've got at the moment is one of the Muppets. Oh, a few Muppets on. Oh, are they real Muppets?
Oh, they must be having some sort of technical difficulties.
Yeah, they must because they keep.
No, there's nothing on. Oh, they've got Jonathan Ross and an advert for that puppet game show, BBC One and BBC One.
You know what this really is? They're about to brainwash all of the Doctor Who watchers.
Here we go.
Oh, well, not here yet.
Yeah, there's still
here now. This is Great Britain. We have it first. Oh, there's a TARDIS.
That's what she said.
Right, I'm going to commentate on it. Stop blowing my face. There's a TARDIS.
Ooh.
I haven't got it.
Hang on. Is that friend of the show, Toby Haydock?
Sounds like it.
We've got it a few seconds ahead of you. Nah, 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 nah.
Turn the TV up.
That's
I'll
because
to your
of the
audio.
Time it's... Yeah, it's because of the time it's taking to broadcast the satellite signal.
If I switch it over to digital, I might even get it earlier. But anyway, right. So
over to what, Adam?
Digital. Oh, no, it's all digital these days, isn't it? I was thinking of analog TV. Do you remember that? Analog TV?
Oh, I remember those days.
The good old days.
The bad old days. Right, they haven't announced it yet. But they are showing some lovely old clips.
We're getting a bunch of monsters right now.
No, I'm just getting Tennant.
And David Tennant regenerating.
Appearing, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
The first doctor.
Actually, they call him the doctor, doctor, about it.
There we go.
Right, how are we on levels of excitement at the moment?
Very.
Meh.
Very.
I'm really excited.
Anxious and excited.
Even though
I got up at 4 o'clock, I better be excited.
But I think the excitement levels are going to sort of drop down a little bit. Because I reckon they're going to... Because it says Doctor Who Live. This is really quite intriguing. Is they doing the proper title sequence? Matt Smith's face has just gone past. It's obviously not
Matt
him.
Really is singing.
So we're only about
we've got an audience. We've got an audience. My goodness. It's called The Next Doctor, but that was the title of that Christmas special, wasn't it?
I know.
Yes. You know what Jeff said?
Oh, my God. Look at the audience.
Jeff said, do you think the person's in the audience?
Sorry, that'd I wasn't listening to you, Robert. I was listening to say, here's Zoe Ball. Now, the audience consists of clear, very fortunate Doctor Who fans who I'd like to know how they got tickets for this.
Oh, they're probably
they announced they were doing it.
Yeah, you haven't been paying attention. They sort of set this up a week ago.
Yeah, they announced they were doing an entertainment pilot for a program that would pay tribute and were giving the tickets away. They didn't say what it was for.
To people in costume.
We're all going to see some celebrity fans, which means, of course, we'll find out which one of them are going to admit to being fans. Let's be cool. Sorry, ones of them. I wonder if David Walliams will be there. Here comes my beautiful wife.
What is this announcing?
With a live audience.
Because it's a big thing, Deb. Deb's just asked me why they're doing a big thing. It's a live audience, etc., etc.
The 12th Doctor on the 50th, 49th year of Doctor Who. That's why.
Now they didn't stay for the answer to the question. They just left. Oh dear! It's just Willem recording it in here, then Deb, isn't it? Oh, here comes Alicia. Anyway, yeah. So they're probably going to drag it out. They're going to do the announcement. Show the announcement of Matt Smith leaving. Are they? Yeah, we know about that, though, don't we? We know
now
about
who's, Matt Smith, who's this newscaster?
That's somebody who reads the news on the BBC.
Really?
Does that answer the question?
Well, I keep asking, who is the blonde who is doing the announcing?
Zoe Ball. I said that at the beginning.
He did say that at the beginning.
Okay, well, I guess
Google Zoe Ball. You'll find out she's the daughter of Johnny Ball, a legendary. Sort of Clever Clogs broadcaster from the 70s. And also she's married to Fatboy Slim. Now you're going to say, who's Fatboy Slim, aren't you?
Yeah, who is?
Google Fatboy Slim. Look, it's Aliza Tarbert. Oh, it's Peter Davison! Woohoo! So I'm not going to show excitement in front of Deb when it comes to Doctor Who.
Oh, show excitement. Come on.
Right, so who they got there, Deb?
Who have we got here?
We got Zoe Ball, Peter Davison, Aliza Tarbert, and some nipper from the... What's that? Comedy thing. It's about a family that that other bloke is in it. You know. Oh, yeah, do you remember the woman who was in the Christmas special? Be quiet and listen to my question. Outnumbered. Thank you. Alicia said Outnumbered. Right, yes. This comedy series called Outnumbered. Now, the mother in that series was in Doctor Who. She was in the Christmas special that everybody hates. Yes. The Christmas Carol, was it? No, the other one. No, the one. Doctor Widow in the Wardrobe. That's
the Doctor, the Widow, the Wardrobe, and the Kitchen Sink.
I didn't hate it.
No,
I liked it.
I said everybody. I was sort of being a bit general, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch this again, actually, after we've recorded this, because of you lot, I cannot hear a word of anybody saying. Me Alicia Isabella has just reappeared. I like the TARDIS spinning around, though. What do you think about the TARDIS spinning around?
Well, you did choose to record live, you know.
Well, do you want to cancel and just watch it and come back afterwards?
I reckon that's what they'll do at the 50th, things like that.
Yes, but they will. That's what you mean, the 50th anniversary Doctor Who convention that I'm going to. I might not have mentioned this.
I thought Deb was going.
Did you get a ticket?
What's he saying, Deb? Because I can't hear what he's
saying.
Can you go in the other?
It's a long,
long history. Go in the other. If he says anything interesting, come in and tell me. Yes, Peter Davison, he's going to be at the... Is he going to be at the anniversary, the 50th anniversary special? I think he should
yes.
be. He's been on this.
He'll be in Chicago. Well, he'll be at the convention. I don't know if he'll be in this. Yeah, he'll be in Chicago.
No, I'm talking about the one I'm going to. I tell you what, though. I didn't know that Lisa Talbot was a Doctor Who fan.
Yeah, who is she?
Yeah.
She's the daughter of Jimmy Tarbuck, famous British comedian. And she was also in a TV series that Russell T. Davis wrote, that she was had the lead role. Excuse me. The lead role. And I can't remember what it was called now. I'll just Google her. But it was Russell T. Davis wrote this or an episode for the series she was in, which Christopher Eccleston played twin brothers. Oh. So, what are you going oop for? Have they made the announcement?
No.
Right, hang on. Alicia, Deb's currently having an argument with one of the dogs in the other room. What's his name? Oh, her name. So it was Lisa Tarbuck, wasn't it? Lisa Tarbuck. There she is. And she was in... good grief. Hang on. Where is it? It was right the way back. It was... Linda Green. There we go. She was in 20 episodes of Linda Green, in which she played the title role. And like I say, some of those episodes were written by Russell T. Davis. This is in 2001-2. And Christopher Eccleston played, in one of the stories, a twin brothers. Sorry, am I boring you? You did ask.
What was the name of the show again?
It was called Linda Green, I believe. Yes.
Linda? As in
Linda Green. Yes, Linda. As in
Green with an E on the end?
Not with a Y. L-I-N-D-A. Linda Green. Lisa Tarbuck.
G-R-E-E-N-E?
Yes, Green. I don't
green
think there's any other way
of
spelling
it.
No!
E on the end.
Duh.
No, I'm not that.
I've got the
feed. I'll watch it again later. I just want to see the announcement.
You've got the feed of what?
I've got it. I'm watching.
Is it contagious?
Yes, I know. They're giving Russell T. Davis some credit, everybody.
As they should.
How are you watching it?
Somebody, I'm watching it on the internet. I don't want to say much more for legal reasons.
This is a live podcast, Kirby.
Oh, how can I watch it then?
How are you watching it, Robert? On the
telly?
No, I can't watch it in the telly because...
Why can't you watch it on the telly?
Yeah.
You haven't seen my house.
Robert?
Oh, dear. You're relying on our descriptions, are you?
Robert, stand by.
Robert's gone out of the room to watch it on the telly now.
Thank you, Matthew.
Right. Moving on to a different subject now.
Much.
Oh, Sherlock. They moved on to Sherlock. Oh, no, that's what... What's his name would do? Oh, look, Matt Smith's there with his hair.
Yeah, he's shaved in.
And his beard.
Just his hair.
So he says he's loved it. Now, they all say they loved it, don't they? When they've left and they can't be bothered to do any more episodes.
It probably was
the best show on television,
The only one that didn't say that was Eccleston.
Right. The only one that did not have fun.
He enjoyed
Thanks,
working
Matthew.
On it.
You're welcome.
Now, I was talking about Eccleston and doctors and past doctors and stuff. I've heard a rumour, a very strong rumour, that Paul McGann might be in the 50th anniversary special.
He's tweeted
about that as well.
Yeah.
I do hope so.
That'll be good. And he'll be in
good.
Chicago too.
Yeah.
Will he? No, he's talking about comedy.
Yes.
I think
we're only about a second
very appropriate.
Behind
Why
you.
Is it people hate comedy in Doctor Who?
I don't know.
Oh, I love it.
I do too. But certain people really get annoyed about it. Yet Star Trek was allowed to have comedy episodes.
You want to be really scared, and then you want to be able to laugh, you know?
That release.
Uh-huh. And I've got to say, Moffat's the master of that sort of stuff.
Of what sort of stuff?
The scaring you and making you laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the doctor dances, go to your room. Well, that'd be terrible last words or something like that.
But there's always been human Doctor Who, though, anyway.
Do you know, I'll tell you what I'm getting from the Pearson household at the moment. Even though everybody claims they hate Doctor Who and is going to a convention in London, by the way. They all hate Doctor Who, yet they're all bouncing around the house. They can't wait to find out who the new Doctor's going to be. Alicia even leaves her boyfriend in a room to come downstairs for 5 seconds.
Well, why isn't he watching the show?
Yeah.
Let her be alone in her room with her boyfriend?
Yeah, no, well, she's probably capable of watching it up there. Where's Isabella? Is she down or up, Dad? Isabella, is she upstairs?
Isabella's here.
Oh, she's here. Oh, she's here. Okay, Isabella's still down. She can't even think of going to bed.
She's been hanging around with Marvin the Paranoid Android. She's so down.
That'd be silly. Now, how long was the previous version of this? They really did drag it out last time, didn't they? Didn't have a live TV audience, but they did drag it out for quite a long time, didn't they?
They did.
I don't remember.
And then when they announced it, they didn't make a big deal of it. Which
I've still got it on DVD, you know, the new Doctor, I think it was called. I can't remember now.
They spend some of this time, once they introduce him, letting us know other stuff he's done.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guarantee you, after they announce who it is, if he's got an extensive back catalogue, it's going to be the top of the DVD charts in the UK.
Yeah, I also guarantee that whoever it is, everybody will be trying to clamber to have their profile picture changed to that actor really, really quickly. Would be the first to have their profile picture changed to the new Doctor.
Yeah, that's right.
They're showing some lovely clips at the moment, apart from that Snogging River Song clip. But it's quite nice that they're sort of paying a bit of homage to Matt Smith's Doctor, rather than going around through all the previous Doctors.
You're right.
So I'm liking what I'm seeing so far. And this episode, do you reckon it'll appear on
a sync?
Do you think this episode will appear on the Series 8 box set? Because this is technically an episode of Doctor Who, because it's called.
Yeah,
but it's called Doctor Who Live, so this is technically canon.
Yeah, if it's not on there, they'll put it on the box set with the 50th anniversary special and whatever the Christmas special will be called.
Well, I'll bet
they didn't do that with the previous one, did they?
This is going to be on YouTube within an hour.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be on iPlayer anyway.
Both official and unofficial.
Yeah, it'll be archived on certain websites, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's some flashes going across the screen. Somebody's re-watching the 11th hour. It's not spelt like that, though, but never mind.
Why would they be watching the 11th hour?
Yeah, why don't they watch this instead?
The Doctor Live announcement is on. Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
But like I say, this is canon, Kirby. So how are they going to work this into the history of Doctor Who?
This isn't canon.
This is. It's called Doctor Who, the next Doctor. This is canon. This is an episode of Doctor Who. It's a Doctor Who Live.
That's how they get away with calling it Doctor Who, the next Doctor, because they put Doctor Who Live, the next Doctor, which makes it slightly different.
Do you reckon they're going to get the man himself on? I mean, you know.
Well, that'd be good. Miss
Ben's best friend.
Did she just say that the internet was melting at the moment?
Apparently so. Stephen Moffat. Do you reckon Stephen Moffat will be on?
Maybe.
You're too busy watching it, aren't you? It's only Zoe Ball waffling on a little bit about what's going to happen. And it's only 20 minutes to go to the end of the episode, so they really do need to reveal it soon.
20?
Because I want them to interview the new Doctor and have a chat with him, don't you?
Yeah. It would be nice.
Yeah.
Why are they showing you a clip for the 11th hour?
Because that's where it all began. Yeah. Well, no, it began at the end of Time Part 2. Oh, look, it's Janet Fielding. Oh, she looks so well. Oh,
how's she doing? I haven't heard her.
Yeah, health. It's Jenna Coleman. Jenna Coleman dropped the Louise. Oh, look, it's Colin Baker. He's looking well.
You stop that. You're ahead of me.
Oh, look, it's Bonnie Langford. Yeah, stop that, Adam. Mel Companion, she's called.
You guys are a couple of seconds ahead of us.
I can say who the new Doctor is then. Oh, look, it's Polly. Oh, look, it's Professor Stephen Hawking.
Oh, Stephen Hawking.
Oh, stop it.
Stop it.
You're just making us jealous because you're getting it before us.
I'm not being funny, though. It's like having sort of advance notice of everything and sort of having been able to see into the future. Kirby said before we started recording, Kirby surprised you two don't already know about it, where you're in the future. Yes, I stole Kirby's joke.
No, that wasn't a joke. It has to be funny to be a joke.
Yeah, we thought if you knew, you know, you would...
Oh, my God, look, it's Katie Manning.
Yay.
Everybody's gone quiet now.
Yeah, well, I'm trying
to... Oh, look, it's Janet Fielding. She's already been on.
I think we should have recorded right after.
I tell you, it does warm my heart to see Janet Fielding looking so well. Oh, look,
there's a clip from Underwater Menace episode 2.
No, that was Warriors of the Deep, when he ruined his jumper.
Yep.
No, before that...
She's not in Doctor Who. That's Shappy She's a comedian.
Oh, no, she's a new doctor.
Well, they did say celebrity.
She's a new doctor, yeah. Harry, oh, look, it's Professor Brian Cox.
Sandy.
He's been in Doctor Who. We know he's a fan.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's Professor Robert Winston.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's Professor Robert Winston.
Oh, look, it's Robert Professor Winston. Tom Baker. I mean,
Sir Robert Winston.
Now, they really are padding it out now, aren't they? Because we know all this stuff. Is it likely that anybody is not a Doctor Who fan really is going to be watching this programme, yet they're going through stuff that we already know? This is a bit weird. Yeah. I'm not quite liking
they're stretching
it, but I think
it's a bit
weird.
Well, and for all the people who are just new Who fans, it's nice to have this stuff on.
They haven't seen it.
Lure them into watching some classic.
Indeed, but I still think I think they needed to fit a half-hour slot, and they're just padding it out quite considerably. But they have got quite a lot of material to pad it out with.
Well, and they're showing more classic Doctor Who stuff here than BBC America usually shows.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. They haven't mentioned that Sylvester McCoy is not the best of the Doctors yet. I'm saying that now that Andrew Cartmell is not with us at the moment, otherwise I'd probably get into trouble.
Yes.
But he was still good, though, as we found out in Ghostlight not so long ago.
Paul McGann,
yes.
Yeah, he got a mention.
I'm
hurrah.
I'm so excited to meet him.
Are you? I don't think I'll get to meet him.
He's the one I'm
or
in
is
love
he going to my convention?
Oh.
Oh my God, Bruno Tonioni! I didn't know he liked his blooming Doctor Who.
I love the way that because we're a few seconds out of sync, as soon as their name comes across, read it, Adam.
The dancing
Dancing
show?
With the Stars. Yes, yeah. Strictly Come Dancing. Oh, look, it's Jenna Coleman. Oh, you didn't even mention what I said about her dropping a Louise.
Oh, look, there's Jenna Coleman.
That's like she is now.
Right. Yeah, okay, they're showing the flashes of the Doctor's faces. I think we know... Oh, are they going... Oh, I thought they were going to do it then. A question mark appeared. This is the only time that the Doctor Who is actually relevant, isn't it? We don't know who the Doctor is.
Hey, believe it or not, we've not had any commercials. This is great.
Yeah.
That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Maybe
to put on a commercial just as the announcement. It's Bernard Cribbins!
Yeah, it's Bernard!
Yay.
Who's that bloke?
And another guy.
One ball.
Oh, that's another bloke. It's, no, I know who it is. It's Rufus Hound.
Is this going to be it? Come on.
Right, you're asking me if Rufus Hound is going to be the new Doctor? I think Rufus Hound would make a good Doctor, actually.
So maybe Bernard would be the new Doctor. That would be
not
good.
Not Bernard, Rufus.
Who is he?
Who's Rufus Hound? He's a comedian actor person. Bernard Cribbins? You don't know who Bernard Cribbins is?
No.
The other
one. Yes, Google it. Google him. I'm sure it's on Wikipedia somewhere. Rufus Hound.
I need to see the spelling.
Deb thought that was funny, so that's good.
I'm definitely watching this afterwards so I can hear it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But it'll be a while though because you lot are you lot are talking
your
over it.
In and you guys talking, so
I know.
I do apologize.
It's available on iView all day, Robert, so we could catch it again afterwards.
Robert is zoned out by playing his guitar.
What are you playing his guitar?
Robert, honestly. If you wanna slope off into the other room and watch it on the telly and then come back again, you're most welcome to. I don't want to deprive you of being able to see this.
But we want
He's gone all quiet now. He's gone. He's just done exactly what I suggested he did.
No, I haven't. I'm still here.
Oh, I am. No, the thing is, though, again, it's quite interesting for me because I didn't know these people were Doctor Who fans. Now, Rufus Hound, I follow on Facebook, Twitter. And occasionally I might have noticed the odd tweet in regards to Doctor Who. But
who
not.
Is Rufus Hound? What is he known for?
I'm Googling him.
Told you what. He's an actor, comedian.
And presenter.
Okay.
And presenter, yeah. He was at the Isle of Wight Festival, actually, about 4 years ago. And I took a picture of him eating a bacon bap or something like that. And
well, apparently maybe later on. They're just playing it up like he's not yet.
What, you mean he's the new doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to tweet from someone else saying they're up at 4 a.m. to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, guess what? I was up earlier than you, you knobhead.
Ooh. Thank you very much. This is a live program, Robert.
Robert, don't call me that. Oh, damn right.
I've been up almost 24 hours at this point.
Yeah, I can sympathise with that.
I do appreciate this. Like I said, it was an optional appearance on the 20 Megabyte podcast. I'm not forcing you into this, although it sounds
like I would be kicking myself afterwards if I didn't do this. So I figured between a day worth a night with not getting sleep and kicking myself for years and years, this was the easier option.
Are you working?
I do like the fact that Rufus Hound has just made a point of saying the program is British, knowing full well it's being broadcast worldwide at the moment.
Mm.
What were you saying, Mary?
I was asking you, Matthew, do you work nights? Is that why you've been up all night?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I work nights.
Like I say, thank you, Matthew. Anyway, it's 25 past 7. They've got to be getting towards it now because I want to see an interview
Come
with
on.
The new doctor.
It's 23 past.
It's 23 past 4.
Oh, here he is. It's Mr. Moffat.
Ooh.
Here he is, right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I can't hear what you're saying. So
There's
shut
a video of him. You couldn't be bothered to turn up.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, he's just paying tribute to Matt Smith. We don't need to pay tribute to Matt Smith, really, because we know how brilliant he is and why he should really continue.
No, they do. They do need to pay tribute to him because he hasn't been appreciated enough.
Well, I appreciate him. Oh, there's a new doctor, Mark Gatiss. Wouldn't it be funny if the writers became the new doctor?
That'd be fun.
Oh, there's Mark Gatiss.
I'm just really surprised that Bruno Tonioni is a Doctor Who fan.
Really?
Yes, I am. I didn't know something in the new things you learn every day. I might have to follow him
on Twitter. Was he on Dancing with the Stars, Adam, or something like that?
Yes, we established this about 10 minutes ago, but that's you were playing your guitar at that point.
No, I didn't hear that, because he was on over here.
You were playing your guitar, yes. Why is Stephen Moffat wearing a pair of pyjamas?
Fans, how many of them are simply on board? You know, they haven't always been, but it's the thing to be now.
But why is Stephen Moffat wearing pyjamas?
I didn't watch it from the start.
He's clearly wearing pyjamas.
He is. It's in his own house.
Yeah, I agree with Professor Winston. He said he wants an established actor.
Okay. Yeah. I don't.
And Bruno Tonioni said that the actor must be British.
Yes.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Well, if it's an actor, then they can play British. They don't have to be British themselves.
Oh, okay.
I think we're getting close to the announcement.
Things like, I'm sorry,
I think
I'm
we
sure
are too. Right, look, it's Professor Brian Cox. We might have to go quiet in a minute, so we all.
Yeah.
Stephen Hawking.
That we're not expecting.
Oh, be quiet, Professor Stephen Hawking. We do not want a woman, do we?
No.
I look very happy here, don't I?
Right, we're getting to it now because it's 25. No, it's 26 minutes past, and the next program starts in 10 minutes.
Quiet here.
Okay.
And don't you yell because you're going to see it a few seconds before
we have to joke. They're building up to it now. Be quiet, they're building up to it now. It's Maisie Smith. Yeah, she's out of EastEnders, Mary.
Yes. She's the new doctor.
The doctor's funny. I would like the next doctor to be best friend of Clara.
I'm glad you said that.
He's different from Matt. He's different from Matt, everybody. Here we go. Ah.
Here we go.
Just announcing.
Here we go. Shh.
Shh.
So if Stephen won't spill the beans, I guess it's down to me. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the end.
And I'll know it before you lot.
But don't say it.
What?
Well, because we're behind you.
Mm.
fascinating. Some of the audience here are biting into their sonic screwdrivers. It is finally time to put a new face to the old name. He may be 1,000 years old, but he's about to get a whole...
It will be after the break.
2,000.
The big reveal, the crunch moment...
It's Peter Capaldi!
Joining us now, live and exclusive to the BBC. Please welcome the 12th Doctor, a hero for a whole new generation.
I got it right!
You were right.
Wow.
Yes, oh, I totally agree.
Cool.
Yes.
Excellent.
Cool.
Excellent.
Oh,
oh,
perfect.
Yay.
I love the way I announced that before she did.
Oh, you saw his hand and it was the right age. Well done.
I wonder why that suddenly hit the internet recently.
Race. Yeah. Oh, we've arrived at the start of the show, haven't we?
They said on Facebook it's the worst kept secret. It's the worst kept secret in Doctor Who history.
This guy is going to go...
He's a brilliant actor. You'll love him. He's very Doctor Who.
Yeah.
He said that when Matt Smith
was on Torchwood. And,
but I have to get over my Torchwood thing with him.
Fantastic. So Jeff, that'll be one series then they'll do.
Jeff Waddles just said, get in there!
Yeah.
On the
Facebook
I'm feeling tingly all over. I don't know why.
Why? Are you excited tingly or just a bit shocked tingly?
I'm both.
He looks like a mix between Tennant and Smith.
Yeah, he also looks... there's a bit of hurt in him. I mean, John Hurt, not in, he's not hurting.
Oh,
not
yeah, yeah. But you're right. You know,
so that's quite interesting that they'll do a little regenerative merge between... Smith, Hurt, and him.
They could do.
Peter Capaldi?
That's interesting. Unless Hurt
is... I think he's fantastic. I think he's...
No, he'd be like Tom Baker.
He's very... Yeah, but he's very capable of playing an alien person, and I think he's
so it seems
perfect.
Like the Fires of Pompeii is the go-to episode to get...
Yes, everybody's going to be watching. Everybody's going to be watching the Fires of Pompeii, which is the Doctor Who episode he was in. He's fantastic in that.
But, I mean, I'm delighted. Now we're getting Peter.
But you can guarantee there's going to be some people that aren't delighted. I don't care.
Oh, well, stuff them.
We're going to get that taxi driver from Sherlock as well, Reece.
So what do you think then, Robert? Because you're obviously unable to see this. What do you think of Peter
Capaldi?
No, I can
see it. I'm watching it right now.
You said you couldn't watch it. You fibber.
He's watching it the same way I'm watching it.
He's paying attention, Adam.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. I wasn't paying attention because I was watching this. He might be
at the... Oh, wow.
So, Mary.
My Facebook notifications just jumped from none to five.
Me too.
So, Mary.
Six.
You're probably the one who's least familiar with Peter Capaldi. So, what do you think?
How old is he? He's 55. Hey, that's
good age. Good age for a doctor.
He's the oldest
actor to play the doctor.
Huh. Excellent.
Oldest actor to play the doctor. Wow.
But he's pretty sprightly, isn't he?
Is he oldest?
For somebody who's in 55.
Yeah, he's older than Hartnell was.
I thought Hartnell was 55.
I just want to hear
what Do you know what pleases me the most? Is that last time when Matt Smith was announced, we didn't know what it was going to happen. It was not even in the radar, really. I quite like the fact that this was hinted at. And it's been confirmed because I had it in my mind for a little while that he was going to be the doctor. I wouldn't have been, too disappointed if he hadn't. They chose someone else really good. But I quite like the fact that we know who he is. He's an older actor. He's a very good actor. And he certainly looks facially like a doctor.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
By my calculations, Hartnell was 54 when he...
Oh, they're showing a clip from... Oh, they're not. I thought they were going to show a clip from Fires of Pompeii. Sorry, Kirby. Carry on.
Yeah. From my calculations here, Hartnell was 54. Oh, yeah. I saw that on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, he wrote something to a magazine when he was a kid about Doctor Who.
Times.
So he's got a long connection with the show. Another thing I like...
I like that, too. Oh. Yeah, yes. He's been involved for so many years.
In fact, he's 55. He's 5 years older than the series, but he would have been watching it from a very early time. I know Davidson did that, but he seems to be a bit of a Doctor Who fan, so we've gone a bit back down the Tennant road, which I like.
But Davidson stopped at the end of Troughton, though.
Yeah.
He did. He did. He said he went to uni or something. He's been heavily connected with Doctor Who and the Doctor Who universe in relation to Torchwood and Doctor Who. So obviously he has a love for that type of thing.
Yeah. Alan Butcher just wrote on Facebook, "Who cares, Peter Capaldi? All is well."
Yeah, very, very good. I'm very pleased. I hope he's going to be at the 20th anniversary Doctor Who convention. I don't know if I've mentioned that. Did I say 20th? 50th. Yes, this is a live podcasting.
Yeah. You've done that before with this 20th business.
So did I?
Yes.
I'm excited.
Younger than he is.
Deb's excited.
He can already do the conventions without even doing an episode yet. Everybody already loves him.
Yeah.
Wants to meet him.
Yeah, so I wonder if the Doctor Who podcast will hate it just to sort of, balance things out a bit.
I'm sure.
Oh.
I don't know. They
Oh, Matt Smith's wishing his success are very good. Pardon?
Well, the Doctor Who podcast has been pushing for somebody older, so I think they'll probably be quite happy with this.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm happy with this.
I'm in delight.
I've got no problem at all with this.
I wonder if they'll make him look even older.
I am very pleased.
Yeah.
He looks it. He sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the fact that he's
been tagged in the status by my mother on Facebook. I'm not going to have a look at it.
I want to see this message.
What, my mum's message?
No, the message that Matt's given to Peter. Stop making bad
jokes.
I'm
sorry, I do apologize.
You'll just have to watch it later.
It's not a bad joke. I was saying my mum's tagged me in. What? It's not a bad joke.
I said I want to see this message, and then you said the one your mum tagged you in. It's obviously the one that Matt's giving to Peter.
No.
Yes.
My mum said, hang on, let's have a look at what she said.
I've
been tagged in a status.
That.
You just said it, I was joking. I'm just seeing what she said. Oh, I've typed in the wrong number.
Oh,
is it finished? Oh, yes. We've got confetti cannons.
Why not?
Wow.
What a celebration. Matt Smith never got this,
Are they trying to confuse radar?
Oh, she's just asking me if I'm pleased.
Good chef.
Hello?
Hello?
She's just asked me if I'm pleased with the news. Absolutely.
Earth calling Adam. Please respond.
Please cross. Right, I'm going to turn the volume down now. He just got his hand shook by one of the doctors.
The doctor just shook the hands of the doctor.
Peter just shook Peter's hand.
Another time crash.
Oh, yeah, Peter shook Peter's hand.
It's a bailout.
Okay.
Before we go.
Oh, wow.
Before we go.
Yeah, I'm pleased. Totally pleased.
Me too.
Yes.
I don't think
anybody that's not pleased. If anybody's not pleased, speak up now. It's just quite funny that what they're showing on the telly now is Catherine Tate and David Walliams doing a comedy show together.
By the way, we just saw a preview of Broadchurch.
Yeah.
I do apologise. For Broadchurch, I would recommend watching episode 1 and episode 9 and leave out the bits in the middle. You don't need that. By the way, Catherine Tate and David Walliams' programme is called Big School, and it does look quite good. It's a comedy programme set in a school, obviously. Right.
Friday the 16th.
Right then, Isabella, so what did you think then of the look of the new Doctor? Today be nice.
I was very shocked when I sawed him, but I'm...
Well, you sawed him? Were you,
you sawed him in half?
Oh.
Sorry, you're talking over her. Sorry, carry on, Isabella.
Sorry.
Hang on, I've got an incoming call.
The ground.
Got an incoming call.
Amy felt the call.
Hello.
That sounds a bit like Mr. Ben Shoveler.
Oh, Shen Shoveler.
Shen Shoveler. Do you know what, Ben? You piped in just when Isabella was saying what she thought of it.
Of what?
Of the new Doctor.
There's a new Doctor?
Yeah, it's
Why
didn't anyone say anything?
Be quiet just for a second, because Isabella was in the middle of her saying what she thought of it all. Go on, Isabella.
Go on, Isabella.
I thought when I looked at him, I thought I didn't recognise him, but I think he's going to be a very good doctor.
So there you go. You've got it from the casual viewer. Right then, Ben.
Hi.
Ben, the fact that you're phoning in for a particular reason.
Well, he said he might.
Wow. Yes, I did say I might. And the only reason I have is because I am, as I said on Facebook, at my friend's house. But he's currently in the shower, and I didn't go with him. So I thought...
I was going to say.
Thank God.
Well, you know. If it was Tuesday, it might be a different matter. But it's Sunday, so therefore he can clean his own back. How is everybody, by the way?
Delighted to hear you back on the show.
Wow, thanks very much. Hey,
yes.
Oh, I'll have some news for you in a couple of weeks as well, but I can't reveal my news just yet.
Ooh, you're pregnant.
You're pregnant.
Again, yeah. No, I'm not pregnant. I'm just fat. There's a difference. I just like too many cakes, and exercise is something that, you know, other people can do.
Stop swearing.
Stop what?
Swearing.
Swearing? Well, exercise. Cakes. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. Ow. It was wrong of me. I should have remembered we broadcast to a family audience, and that nasty E word is just one step too far, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I do my exercise by working and then come home and put my feet up and lounge around a bit.
I know, good, stop swearing, man. Jeez. Really? Anyway.
So what do you think then, Ben?
I'm dead happy with that, actually. As I work in the betting industry now, I kind of seen the odds tumble over the last 3 days. And it was quite obvious it was going to be him. So I said to me mate who I was sat here with at that point before he went for a shower, I said, it's Peter Capaldi. And he said, is it? How do you know? And I told him, and he said, oh, and then it was. And I was right. So,
well, I kind of knew when they said it was the worst kept secret. I think it was Ken Deep actually posted on Facebook, the worst kept secret. So,
But
it's good.
Because he went from nothing to suddenly at the top of the line.
Do what? Say what? Hello? You went all like...
Oh, I said because he went from nothing to the top of the line, it had to have been a leak.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it was, wasn't it? You know, someone so found out and leaked it.
I've got to go to
the toilet. There was something on Twitter about half an hour ago confirming it was a he. So,
that's another thing I'm delighted about.
The doctor is going to be a he.
Not necessarily.
No, that's true. I saw a female doctor the other day. She was rubbish, but I still saw a female doctor.
Was her name Joanna Lumley?
Don't even start me on that woman. No, but she has been the doctor, Joanna Lumley, hasn't she?
She has indeed.
Yes.
But no, I'm pleased with it. I think he's going to make a cracking doctor. He's a cracking actor, and I think that that weighs heavily.
But he always does.
If only they could get someone to write decent stories, that would be better. If they got rid of a showrunner who stops lying his ass bottom off.
Yes, I agree with you, Ben.
Everything. I just think, you know, there's no point in that. There's no point in Stephen Moffat. I saw an interview with him on a website, Digital Spy, last week, where he sat there saying, oh, no, we've still got no idea who the Doctor is. No idea. No closer to announcing who the Doctor is. No idea at all. No idea at all. And then a week, you know, 3 days later, it gets revealed that they're going to be announcing who the Doctor is this Sunday. And it's just like, why say it? Why come out and lie like that? Because now everyone knows what a lying little toe rag Moffat is. But you haven't believed me on that for years. I've been telling you he's an arse.
But that's been a bit quiet.
I think the other thing that, I don't know if you've got it too deep into these discussions yet, but I'm going to be quite interested to see how the relationship between, you know, quite a young and attractive companion in
midlife crisis, Ben.
Seriously, I mean, he's a little bit older than me, but I'd be right in there. Yeah, I'm just quite interested to see how the relationship between an older doctor and a younger companion goes, even though it's been, you know, won't be the first time ever, but still, interesting, I think.
Well, another thing is, now you may know more about his career than I do, but I only know of him in dramatic roles. Has he ever done comedy?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, Mary, he has.
Okay.
He's been in
the thick of it, which is an incredibly funny... absolutely. Yeah. Flipping heck, yeah.
Mary.
He's an incredibly foul-mouthed spin person in that. He's incredibly funny as well. So, I think it'll be quite good. Anyway, I just thought I'd give you a quick...
Mary.
And I stopped cleaning his back, so...
God.
I'll let you...
What?
But I just thought I'd... phoning with my pleasedness of that.
Because I do. I do thank you for coming on, Ben. It's yes, been lovely.
You are hard to please.
Well,
how do you know?
Because sometimes it's not just me in the shower.
I was going to say that's what she said, but where Ben's on the show, we're not allowed to use his
no, he's not. I do listen in occasionally, just to see. That's better. Just to see.
You listen in occasionally. What a load of rubbish.
I do. Occasionally.
It lives on. Yeah. It lives on.
A very occasional listener. When I say occasional, it's about...
Never,
Well, I put it this way. I listen as occasionally to your show as I do have sex with General Louise Coleman. So...
Is that by yourself, Ben?
Well, let's just say I've never had your show in my head. let's just say I've never been, quote, with the wife and shouted, 20 megabyte down... 20 megabyte.
You know. Never happened.
Anyway, to try and increase the tone of the show.
Yeah, sorry about that. You can try and edit that bit out, but I'm now going to say.
No, as this is a live podcast, it might be a little bit.
Live podcast. What are you broadcasting on?
Well, it's live, as in the fact I've got to put it out very quickly so I can't edit it, so it's live.
So if I say rude words, then they'll go out.
No, I can chop the end off it. That's what she said. I can chop the end off it, but that'll be all I can do.
The doctor said, wasn't it? I mean, we could have been talking a completely different type of doctor if that had been happening in Doctor Who. I'm going to circumcise everybody. You know, that could have been... Doctor Who and the mass circumcision. That's the first story of the 8th episode. That is seriously even is.
Anyway, changing the subject.
Yes, okay.
I do hate programs that have the bits coming up when if you're watching it, you know you're going to see it anyway, aren't you?
I
do hate when programs do that. However, coming up very quickly in episode 178 is Andrew Cartmell, and he's online and he's ready to go. So we have to finish this episode and move on to the next one.
Well, I'll do a swap then. I'll say bye bye everyone. Thanks for having me, and enjoy Andrew Cartmell and enjoy Peter Capaldi.
I'm going to enjoy Peter Capaldi very much. So.
Very much.
Is that the same way as I enjoy General Louise Coleman, or a slightly different way?
Yes. I'm not sure. Don't think so. Either way.
Well, you've been on colour white. Funny things happen out there. It's a very colloquial place, put it that way. Everybody knows each other, Ben, and their mother. Anyway, at that point, I should...
I'll just put my phone
up.
My mother in the Isle of Wight.
Oh, really? Oh, really? My mate's house to work. His mum's in the Isle of Wight at the moment, Adam. So what's that, the population up to 7?
We've had these jokes over the last few months. Thank you very much.
Anyway, I'm going to go. Good luck, everyone, and I'll speak to you all soon.
Yep, thanks Ben.
Bye, Ben.
Bye, Ben.
Love you.
Anyway, to sum up, we're all very pleased that the highly predicted arrival of Peter Capaldi as the 12th Doctor is a very positive thing.
A friend of mine.
So join us again. Sorry.
A friend of mine just made a comment on my Facebook page. Excellent choice. I loved him as the Angel Islington in Neverwhere.
Oh, yes.
In Neverwhere.
Really?
Well, there you go.
The TV version.
I'm sure we'll talk about this more in the next episode, but until then, in fact, which is going to be for us in about 15 minutes, for you, maybe a couple of days. Thank you for listening to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome, Peter. Thank you for joining us.
20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast is an APB Services production, sponsored by whoone.co.uk and is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.